Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today, for being part of my day as we continue in our 11th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. The world will never be the same, I promise you. That's been my goal all along, to change the world. Somebody who's changing the world with regard to toys is our friend Bob Friedland. Bob is a public relations manager for Toys R Us, that little toy company you may have heard about. And he's here to talk to us about some of the hottest stuff on the market for the holiday season. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here again.
It's good to have you here, and especially when you want to talk about having fun, right?
I'm always talking about having fun because, you know, it's the holiday shopping season, and we are all about toys all the time. And what's more fun than toys?
You know, I'm trying to imagine, you know, I'm thinking of all the great jobs in the world. You know, if I worked at an ice cream factory or a pie factory, or if I got to work on a golf course all the time, you know, and then I guess maybe somewhere in that mix would be working for a toy company.
You see, I got to say, this is definitely for me the number one job.
Did they pay you, Bob? Do you actually charge them for this?
Does it count if I get paid in toys and video games and other fun stuff?
See, that'd be the problem if I worked for at a pie company or an ice cream factory. They could negotiate me right out of my paycheck and just give me the stuff. So we got Christmas coming up. We got people buying stuff like crazy. By the way, before we get into what's coming up, give us your take on how Black Friday and Cyber Monday was.
You know, we had all of our stores, every Toys R Us store, open nationwide at 5 a.m. on Black Friday.
Wow.
And I got to say, we had customers out in full force. There were people lined up outside of our stores hours before we opened.
No, that's got to make you thrilled to know all those people don't have a life.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I was here at 3 in the morning because, you know, I like to see the look on everyone's faces when they're coming right in the store.
There you go.
But we were really pleased with the weekend, and we were also very pleased by Cyber Monday yesterday. We had hundreds of great deals, you know, doorbuster deals on Black Friday, and then additionally hundreds of great deals on Cyber Monday. And beyond that, we're doing daily deals right now at ToysRUs.com. So anybody looking, you know, for more stuff, things that they might have missed out on Cyber Monday, can still go on ToysRUs.com and find 10 great deals every day.
Well, absolutely. It's you know, this is an interesting thing, this whole Cyber Monday thing. I mean, you know, back in the day, there wasn't any such thing as Cyber Monday. In fact, I was in retail when we didn't even know that Friday was Black Friday. You know, we just thought it was you know, Hell Friday, I guess, maybe, because I was in retail way back in the late 60s, early 80s. I mean, early 70s, I should say. But they've come up with all these names, and now we have a Cyber Monday. But in general, your sales were okay for those 2 days?
Absolutely. You know, we were very pleased with the entire weekend on Cyber Monday.
Based on your take on how Toys R Us did those 2 days, what's your opinion of the economy?
You know, I can tell you that the American consumer was actually out and shopping.
Were you guys offering big discounts?
Absolutely. We had 101 doorbusters at our stores, you know, for the early morning shoppers, plus additionally we had hundreds of other deals throughout Friday and Saturday. And then, as I said, hundreds more deals on ToysRUs.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we were
based on the toy shopping, the consumer's not that worried about the economy, is it?
Yeah, I mean, they were out there in full force and they were shopping.
That's good.
Definitely shopping.
All right, let's talk about some of the cool stuff. What's an Aquadot? Now you understand, I've already gone through the kid phase. I've got grandkids. I've got little grandkids. And so even though I see their toys, I'm not really plugged into it as much as I probably ought to be. But I got to tell you, I don't know what an aqueduct is.
Well, that one was actually, that's no longer available in our stores. That one was actually removed from the list.
Oh, okay.
But
well, I've got
tell
this.
You about a couple of other fun things.
Okay.
We've got.
I'm sorry. That's on my list here of things, but that's the one that was the controversial one, wasn't it?
Exactly. And
yeah,
we don't
okay.
carry that.
We don't talk about that one anymore. We don't have those anymore, people. We don't have the aqueducts. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Hannah Montana's cool.
Hannah Montana is definitely popular. You know, she's one of the hottest properties out there. And she, you know, kids love her. They love kind of the whole fantasy lifestyle of the fact that, you know, she's a normal girl by day and a rock star by night.
Yeah.
So kids really love getting into this. And we have the Hannah Montana In Concert Collection doll is a great example of the Hannah Montana line. And she's really, you know, she sings two different songs, either The Other Side of Me or The Best of Both Worlds, depending on which doll you buy. Plus, she's a fashion doll, so kids can dress her up and do whatever they want with her.
Is there going to be a Bubba Montana doll for the guys?
We were thinking about it, but, you know, Billy Ray, he's in the show, but he hasn't quite translated over to...
Deliver me from a Billy Ray Cyrus doll. I don't think I'd be ready for that.
We're gonna do our best to hold it back at the gates.
There you go. Made for me MP3 players. What's that mean?
This is a fun one. It's actually an MP3 player designed more for babies. It's a chunky player, and it can be outfitted as a bear, dog, or bunny, and it can strap right onto your crib. So basically, you know, kids can, you know, play, you know, or parents can put any type of music onto this player, really to reflect their baby's personality.
Right.
They can also record their own voice and really just have baby soothed by mommy and daddy all night long.
Ah, how about that? Hey, we got about a minute before we go to a break here, Bob. I do want to take a minute. I mentioned the aqueducts, and I completely, that was, as I said, it was on my list here, but I completely forgot about the issue with the lead paint and everything. Tell the audience, Toys R Us, what your policies are on the toys for the children.
Well, you know, we are definitely working with the manufacturers to make sure that all of the toys out there are tested and are safe. You know, there's been an unprecedented level of toy testing this year, so we're confident the toys that are on our shelves are going to be safe.
Yeah.
Beyond that, if there is a recall, customers can return recalled products to any of our stores regardless of where they purchased it. What we're calling a no-quibble policy.
Right. No quibble. I like that. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about some more toys and how Toys R Us are helping you give back to your community. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me. I'm nationwide.
Hard to believe that a man of your humility and quiet demeanor could have that long a career in radio.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find all the stuff that we do. The show, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, our newsletter. You can subscribe to it right there. It's free. Comes on Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. Including our show schedules in the newsletter, by the way. And, of course, our blog is there. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, right there. All that's for you. No barrier to entry. It's all free. If you can get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use our stuff. Bob Friedland is our guest. He's back with us to talk to us about toys. He's PR manager, public relations manager for Toys R Us. We're talking about some of the cool stuff that's out there. But before we get back into the toys, Bob, you guys are doing something really cool that I really appreciate you doing. Tell us about the community toy program that you've got going on.
You know, we have partnered with the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. This is actually our fourth year of partnership with them. We're working with them to do the ultimate toy drive. So basically, anybody can purchase a new unused toy, bring it to any Toys R Us or Babies R Us store, and donate it right at the store. The Marines will take it and distribute it to local charities.
Now, these are U.S. Marines, right?
Absolutely.
U.S. Marines, like my son. Go ahead.
So basically, you know, the Marines will take these toys and distribute it to local charities and make sure it gets into the hands of needy children. we're accepting toy donations up until December 9th. But of course, you know, if you want to give a cash contribution, you can go to any Toys R Us or Babies R Us store up until Christmas Eve, and you can donate cash in increments of a dollar and up.
You know, I like those kinds of things. My grocery store allows me, when I check out, they've got a big bag of goods there that if I pay an extra $5, some family gets that bag of goods. And
exactly.
I think that point of sale transaction like that, I think that's a really smart thing to do, a really good thing. It's handy for me. It makes me feel good, even though I'm obviously going to be doing other things. That's not the extent of my giving for the year, but it makes me feel good when I walk out of there, and I just think that's smart.
It definitely is, and it's definitely a great way for people to feel good about themselves and really to benefit their local communities.
And do some things for some people who are less fortunate, little children who can use the little day brightener and have something for the holidays. So we drop off a toy that we've already, maybe last year's toy the kid doesn't play with anymore?
Has to be a brand new toy. So
it has to be a new one.
Packaging.
Okay, in the packaging. All right.
And you can either buy it at a Toys R Us or you can buy it anywhere else and donate it.
So while I'm shopping around for my kids' toys, I pick up another one and say, here, give this to the Marines.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Or, as I said, you can also contribute cash. You can even go onto toysrus.com/toysfortots and
like
donate that way as well.
There you go. Do that, folks, too, toysrus.com. Now, on the Toys R Us website, the R isn't backwards, is it?
It is not.
Okay, good. So,
just the normal way.
Yeah, folks don't.
People do it backwards, but they don't really like the idea of messing up their entire keyboard for that.
I tried that once and it freaked me out, so I just didn't. I finally figured out that the R is straight on the website. Okay, what about Monopoly? Monopoly's back. What's this all about?
Monopoly never really went away, but this version is a brand new pink version of Monopoly. It's called Monopoly Boutique Edition, and it kind of takes the idea of, instead of buying traditional properties like Boardwalk and Park Place, what if you were in a mall and you had to buy different mall properties? So you'll have places to buy like Jillian's Jewelry Store. Beyond that, the movers, instead of the traditional race car and thimble, you'll have sunglasses or a puppy or a cell phone that double as charms for a charm bracelet.
What happened to Park Place?
Park Place is now a different mall store. It'll come back, though. That's the best thing about Monopoly. You can always go back to the old
version.
This
is so funny. By the way, not very far from you, you're in the Times Square building there in New York City. Not very far from you.
Times Square.
Not very far from you is the Forbes building, and there is one of the original Monopoly games is in that place, and they've got a little museum down there. So, what is the hot topic? I mean, the hot toy this year.
Well, there are a lot of hot toys out there, and it really depends on the age of your child, your child's interest, and what they're really looking for. So there's a lot of fun hot toys out there.
Now, are there any toys today that don't need batteries?
For the one we were just talking about, Monopoly doesn't need batteries.
That does need batteries.
On our hot toy list, a 36-inch Player Series acoustic guitar, that does not need batteries either.
All right. A real live guitar.
Yep, and you'll find a lot of toys on our hot toy list, and even beyond our hot toy list, that don't need batteries at all. For example, we have a jet plane from Playmobil, and it's just, an imagination toy. It looks like a jet plane.
Yeah.
Kids can take the roof off, play inside of the plane with the little action figures, and take it on a flight, but no batteries necessary at all.
I bought at your store before for my grandsons, bicycles and scooters, the Razor
exactly.
Scooters.
Exactly. Again, those are fun, great outdoor toys that, no batteries necessary at all.
I have to go buy another Razor, too, by the way. My middle grandson's outgrown the other one, so I got to go there this week and get another Razor from you guys.
Well, they're definitely a lot of fun, and we definitely have them in stock.
Can you get me some kind of a discount, Bob?
Unfortunately, I can't.
You can't blame me for asking. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Happy holidays. And by the way, thank you for what you're doing with the U.S. Marines, getting those toys out to the community.
Thank you.
And it's toysrus.com, right?
Correct.
Thanks, Bob. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingham. We'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.